Slava Isusu Hristu do vašeho domu. Dobrý deň. Srdečne pozdrave i vítame vás do našeho kulturného radičného vysielania pro Rusinov iz Pittsburghu. My sme tu každé nedeľa, aby sme hrali najlepšie hudby iz rusinského domoviny a Ameriky i máme pro nás nesmyslno bohatý program. Tiež prezentujeme si najnovšie správy i informácie o Rusinoch kdekoľvek po svete.
Hello and welcome to the Rusin Heritage Program, broadcast each and every Sunday at noon here on WEDO Radio 810, bringing you the best in Rusin news, music, and songs. We will have a special live guest a little later in the show, so stay tuned for that. And we have a lot of information for you today, so have your paper and pen handy, and let's get started with a duet by father and daughter, Mikolas and Natalia Petrushovsky, with Petareto Sakura.
Tashok.
Перелетів пташок по нам на жобачок, от вілой сянучить молодий воячок. Подышов до войни, подав і
От-от няняньку болить на серденьку.
Не плач, дівче, не плач, то сльози проливай. За два, за три рочки хлопця ся дочекаш. Кого ти любила ж і будеш любити? Бо на вірну любовь не треба забити. Кого ти любила ж і будеш любити? Бо на вірну любовь не треба забити.
If you want to listen to any of our archive shows, just go to www.c-rs.org, scroll down the left-hand column, the Rusin Radio, click on the date of your choice. The Rusin Heritage Program would not be possible without the total committed support of the Carpatho-Rusin Society. If you enjoy our program and would like it to continue, please send your donation, made payable to CRS, and send it to Jack at 37 Wilson Avenue, McKees Rocks, Pennsylvania, 15136. We need your financial support to help keep us on the air. Next, we have A Pereberai Janku by Rudos Moter.
Переберлав, ей, вішню нижню страну. Ей, ужем переберлав, ей, вішню нижню страну. Але їм не нашов, їм помальовану.
Але їм не нашов, їм помальовану.
сопілочко моя, ей, піскай ми весело. Ей, сопілочко моя, ей, піскай ми весело. Піду я за дівком, хоч на п'яте село.
Піду я за дівком, хоч на п'яте село.
Ей, на п'ятім поледам, ей, щастімся з рукою. Ей, на п'ятім поледам, ей, щастімся з рукою. А на семім не знав, ці не побаную.
А на семім не знав, ці не побаную. Ей, покажи парому, ей, що нам передено. Ей, покажи парому, ей, що нам передено. О, ні, йде в добру, жену не поведу. О, ні, йде в добру, жену не поведу. О, ні, йде в добру, жену не поведу.
The 10th Annual Carpatha Rusyn event, co-sponsored by the CRS and the Andy Warhol Museum, will be held at the Warhol Museum on 117 Sandusky Street, Northside, Pittsburgh, next Saturday, July 28th, from noon till 3 p.m. Memories of Andy, summer of 1968, will be presented by Paul and James Warhola, Andy's nephews. There will be crafts in the lower level and a merchandise sales table in the lobby. In the theater, Vox Ethnica from New York will perform modern, pop, rap, and contemporary Rusyn music. Jerry Jumba will end the program with several Rusyn chants. For more information on museum hours and admission, call the museum at 412-237-8300.
And afterwards, the festivities will move to the CRS Cultural and Education Center in Munn Hall, where you will be able to enjoy Rusyn food and entertainment by Vox Ethnica. Food and drink will be available for purchase at 4 p.m., followed by a concert by Vox Ethnica at 6:30. Admission is $10 for adults in advance until the 21st, which was yesterday, I believe. $15 thereafter, $5 for children under the age of 17. All proceeds will benefit the renovation of the Cultural and Educational Center. For more information and reservations, call 412-749-0675 or call Jack at 412-331-3124.
And on the next day, Sunday, July 29th, we will continue the Rusyn cultural celebration. And especially for those in the Johnstown area, please join us as we present Vox Ethnica at the Heritage Discovery Center, 6th Avenue, Johnstown. Vox Ethnica has roots in Komyonka, a Rusyn village that sent many people to the Johnstown area during the immigration. The concert is scheduled for 3 p.m. Admission is a nominal $5 for adults and $3 for children 17 and under. Delicious traditional Rusyn food, including potato dumpling halushki and kielbasa and kraut, and liquid refreshments along with Rusyn merchandise from the homeland will be available for sale from 1:30 p.m. For more information on this event, call 814-539-1889, 412-749-0675, or you can call me at 412-331-3124. Our next selection is by Vox Ethnica, and it is called Pidmanula Pidjvela.
Пидмануло,
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a very special guest from upstate New York, continuing with our coverage for the Warhol event next week. We have on the line James Warhola. Hi, James. How are you?
Hi, Dean.
How's it going there in New York?
Oh, it's pretty sunny and hot, and probably just like there in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. The heat wave is coming, from what I understand.
I think it's coming.
Well, James, we are very honored to have you and your brother Paul come in next week to talk to us at the Andy Warhol event. So, give us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Well, I grew up there in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. Southeast of Pittsburgh in the Jefferson Borough area, okay. Which is a suburb outside of Pleasant Hills and Clairton. Mm-hmm. And I went to school at Carnegie Mellon. Uh-huh. I always aspired to be an illustrator, probably mainly because my uncle, Andy Warhol, was an illustrator for a mm-hmm. Good part of his early life.
Right.
And I graduated in the Department of Design and then went to New York in 1977 mm-hmm. to pursue my career in art, which ended up being mostly as an illustrator. And right. I'm still doing illustration today. I think the area that I most like is doing children's books.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of children's books, you have a pretty famous children's book out there called Uncle Andy's. You want to give us a little bit about what Uncle Andy's is and what that all was about?
Sure. It came out about three or 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. It was my first attempt at writing. I was illustrating mostly other people's stories,
right.
And I've done maybe 30 or 40 books, and it was like it was in between the job. And as with freelancing in the illustration field goes, it goes from job to job. Mm-hmm. So quite often you might find yourself without a job.
Yeah.
And I decided I'd finally tackle the prospect of writing and illustrating my mm-hmm. own book. And what came to mind were these trips that my family and I used to do to New York to visit mm-hmm. my grandmother, Julia, who we called Bubba, and my Uncle Andy, who was mm-hmm. Andy Warhol. So we did these great visits all through the 50s and the 60s and 70s. I focused on one of the trips that we did back in 1962, and mm-hmm. it was right at the time when my uncle created his first soup can.
Mm, okay.
And I know how it came about. I was asking my father if he ever announced to himself by telephoning ahead of
right.
time
uh-huh.
That we were all coming up, because there were a lot of us. I have six
right.
siblings.
Oh, yeah. In the book, yeah, you had the big the wagon going down the parkway. I remember seeing that.
Yes. We used to load up the car with everybody and then go up to New York. And my father said, of course not. We would never call ahead, because that would ruin the surprise.
Right.
And of course, you know, they loved having us, but it was always kind of the spur of the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw, gee, there's something there, and it might be interesting as a story. So I focused on that one of those trips during the summer of 1962. And lo and behold, It came out and was quite successful and mm-hmm. won a few writing awards, so I was very pleased.
And it's also internationally printed as well. Tell us a little bit about your trip to Slovakia last year.
Oh, yes. Last year, at the request of the American Embassy, they decided to bring it out in Slovak,
mm-hmm.
kind of as a bridge because Andy's parents were born in a Rusyn village on the eastern side of Slovakia.
Right,
so
Mikova. Mm-hmm.
They thought that would be it'd be a good way of connecting United States and Slovakia, mm-hmm. and they decided to publish my book in Slovak, which was really wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So I did a 1 week book tour in Slovakia. I went to Bratislava and Košice and Metsola Borca, mm-hmm. where the other Warhol Museum is, and it was just a really fantastic trip. I got
right.
to see old relatives
mm-hmm.
and some old friends, because I'd been there like a few other times. It's also been released in a few other languages, like Korean and
wow.
Spanish, and I think there is a French version too. Pleased that it's gotten around the world a little bit.
Good. Last question we got for you. I know you're a pretty busy guy, moving around, moving and shaking. We'll be seeing you next week.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a little bit about what you're going to talk about with your brother next week when you visit us at your museum, the Warhol Museum.
Yeah. I had once spoken at the Carpatha Rusin Day at the Warhol Museum once before.
Right.
And this time I thought it would be really great to share it with my brother, and he'll be speaking mostly. But one of the subjects that very rarely get covered is that the summer of 1968, mm-hmm. and it was the year that my uncle got shot.
Yeah.
It was very a very difficult year, a very important year for my uncle, since he'd almost died that year. And
mm-hmm.
and I thought we'd touch on some of the personal aspects of his recovery. And mm-hmm. my brother, being that he was going to the seminary in 1968, he came up for the summer and took care of my uncle.
Wow.
So, and I was 13. I had come to the hospital a few times to visit him also.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought that might be an interesting topic, because it'll reveal a side of my uncle that probably a lot of people don't realize. And I'm very, pleased that we'll be speaking at the event.
And we're real pleased to have you here. We thank you, James, for joining us today by phone. We look forward to seeing you next week. And once again, we thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Dean. And the other thing is, if anybody'd like to come, and I'll probably have some books to sign if anybody'd like a copy of Uncle Andy's.
Okay. Make sure you come, and you can get a signed copy for you. So thank you once again, James, and we'll see you next week.
You're welcome, Dean.
Okay. Next, we have Makovica with Mamia Muža Foja Roša and Ajak Zajac Neborak.
The 14th Annual Rusin Food Festival will be held August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th at St. John the Baptist Orthodox Church, 5th Street, Ambridge. Delicious Rusin food will be available. It will include pierogi filled with potato, cheese, or kraut, halushki, chicken, kobasi, halupki, borscht, Rusin summer salads,
yummy,
and more. The wide variety of Rusin baked goods will include palachinke, cheregi, nut, poppy, and apricot rolls, plus a wide assortment of other delicacies. The festival will feature demonstrations of traditional Carpathia Rusyn arts, such as icon writing, pisanke, lace making, and weaving. There will be a Rusyn marketplace with ethnic items, including CDs, ceramics, wooden items, embroideries, and much more. Slaviani Folk Ensemble will perform a program of Rusyn music, songs, and dances on Saturday, August 4th at 3 p.m. For more information, call 412-749-0675.
And this week is GCU's Family Fun Week, running from Wednesday the 25th until Sunday the 29th. It all begins with a pool party on Wednesday evening at the Seven Oaks Country Club. On Thursday the 26th is Byzantine Family Day, otherwise known as Ruski Den, at Kennywood Park. A short speakers program will begin at 11:30 on the main stage behind the turnpike and will conclude with a command performance by the Slaviani Folk Ensemble. After the program, children can register and receive Kennywood tokens, compliments of the GCU, which can be used for food and or games in the park. The rest of the week is jam-packed with family events, including breakfast buffets, a golf tournament, a science center bus trip, youth fishing contest, youth putting contest, bingo games, Monte Carlo night, indoor miniature golf, a tennis clinic, foul shooting contest, bowling roll-off, adult fishing contest, youth events at the pool, teen activities, a church tour, liturgy wine tasting, Western night at the clubhouse, and much more. Whew, that's a lot. For additional information, please call 1-800-722-4428, extension 217. Next, we have our good friend Andrei Kandrach. This is Verkhovino. For those of you listening at home, this is Andrei Kandrach and Verkhovino. We'll get to that one next. This is Av Nashim Novim Sadi from the Rusynske Piesne CD.
The Slaviani Folk Ensemble is now accepting applications for membership, and the applicants must be a school age and attending first grade in September 2007. Our new season begins on September 6th, and rehearsals are on Thursdays at 6:30 p.m. at the Holy Ghost School Hall, Helen Street, McKees Rocks. So if you have a child or grandchild, niece or nephew, or know a friend whose child likes to sing and dance, they should consider joining Slaviani, who specializes in Rusyn music, songs, and dances, so they can participate in a fun activity while learning and preserving their ethnic heritage and culture. No experience is necessary, and each member gets weekly instructions in music, song, and dance by very experienced, qualified, and well-knowledgeable instructors. If you would like an application, call me at 412-331-3124 or write me at 37 Wilson Avenue, McKees Rocks, PA 15136.
Okay, now as we end with our good friend Andrei Kandrach and Verkhovino, we hope you enjoyed today's program. Invite you to join us again next week for the best in Rusyn news, music, and songs. And we'd like to thank our guest, James Warhola, one more time. We will see him next week.
And don't forget to join us on Saturday at the Andy Warhol Museum and at the Carpathia Rusyn Cultural Center, and on Sunday in Johnstown for a wonderful Rusyn weekend. This is Bohum.
And once again, those numbers, if you want more information, 412-331-3124 or 412-749-0675. Майте са красне, с Богом.
Зачую, зачую, через тую коломійку дома не ночую. Ой, заграй мі, музиченько, заграй мі, ти молода дівчиночко, співай мі, співай мі. Хопа, аму, весело, гей, хопа. Я Микола, ти Микола, оба ми Миколи. Мене били коло церкви, тебе коло школи. Мене били коло церкви, бо не міг співати. Тебе били коло школи, бо не знав читати. Гей, хоп, а опа, хоп, гей, хоп.
I would again like to thank all who support this program. If you have any announcements, birthdays, anniversaries, engagements, dedications, or want to make a donation, write me Jack Poloka, 37 Wilson Avenue, McKees Rocks, PA, 15136, or call me at home at 412-331-3124, or here at the station at 412-664-4444. Have a wonderful week, and be sure to join us again next Sunday at noon for another unique and interesting Rusyn Heritage program.
Дорогі русинські брати і сестри, дозвольте нам від серця подякувати всім, кому днес почували. Думаємо, що сте сія пачили нашого веселання. Позиваємо вас почувати следуючі неділя о 12 годин до станиці WEDO на русинського народносного веселання. Ходьте здраві, з Богом!